Power Project family, we talk about sleep all the time on this podcast, as you know. That's why we partner with 8 Sleep Mattresses. And the amazing thing about 8 Sleep Mattresses, and one of the reasons why they are nicknamed the Tesla of beds, is because of the technology behind the Pod Pro cover. Not only does it literally change its temperature through the night, first off, it can go from 55 degrees all the way to 110, but the temperature changes through the night based off your own body temperature. It also tracks your heart rate variability, your tossing and turning, your partner's tossing and turning. And based off of that, in consecutive nights, it will literally change the temperature settings so that you get better quality sleep on different nights. It blows my mind at how great these mattresses are. So, Andrew, tell them how to get it, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other cool thing, too, is like the app will actually, you know, you track everything through the app, but then it'll send you messages like, hey, do you feel more rested today? Well, that's no surprise because, you know, it gives you all the information. And yeah, it's just really cool, like, to be able to track that sort of thing. So that way, you know, like, you know, you can't get better at something you're not tracking, and it does it for you. So head over to 8sleep.com/powerproject. That's 8 spelled out. So E-I-G-H-T, sleep.com/powerproject. And you will automatically receive $150 off of the Pod Pro cover. Or the Pod Pro cover and mattress combo. Again, no code for that. You guys will get that automatically. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. It's been a hot minute since we've done a Saturday school, but this is the first time where we have a substitute teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, you're filling in.
I'm the cool ethnic substitute teacher.
Yeah.
I've actually had a substitute teacher like that in elementary school. Oh my God. I remember it was Miss Bedella's class, but I think his name was like Mr. Nix or something. And he's this big fat, fatter black guy with glasses. Oh. But whenever you came to school, you had to like a cool Hawaiian top on. He's like, hey guys, how you doing?
I can see him for sure. It looks like the dude that was on, that show? Not The Voice, but the other one, American Karaoke.
American Idol.
There it is. There.
Randy. Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining in my head.
Dog. Always saying dog. Dog. That's not cool, dog.
That's crazy that you remember like your teacher's names. I don't remember any of them, but I do remember like I think it was high school.
Yeah.
Everybody took like this. I spoke Spanish, but I still took Spanish and got bad grades just because, you know, I fucking hated school. But there was one Spanish teacher that like everyone loved. And so like everybody that took that class was super upset that she was going to let like I don't know what they're called, like a trainee or like a soon to be teacher, like kind of like intern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like everybody was like, fuck that. Like they got so upset because everyone's like, dude, this is like the dopest teacher ever. And now we don't get to have her. We have this fucking rookie. And then, dude, oh my gosh, kids are the worst. The day that like the school board came in to observe if she's good enough to be on her own and be like a real teacher, dude, the kids did their worst. I'm pretty sure this girl quit after this. Like they freaked the fuck out. Like they wanted the other teacher so bad, they wanted this one to look terrible so that way she would go away. But that didn't happen. What ended up happening was she was going to be done within like a week or two, but they were like, obviously she cannot handle this class. Mm-hmm. So she needs more practice. So she's going to finish out the rest of the year. So it was, but dude, yeah, substitute teachers are usually, it's hit or miss, right? You have the one that's like a, that's like the football coach. Yeah. And he's just like, God damn, I got to be here with these fucking kids. Here, go watch this movie. And it's just like dope. Like, we don't have to do shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's the tryhards that are like super strict and give detention out left and right. It's like, fuck you, man. Like, I hate you.
Dog, it kind of reminds me like, okay, you know, when you come from a house of divorced parents, there's one that has to be bad cop. And there's one, my dad, whenever I'd visit my dad, video games, candy, toys. Dad, you're the coolest. Yeah. Probably get to see for 2 days, but dope.
It's just 2 days of partying.
Mom, why are you disciplining me? I hate you, Mom. Like, it's fucked up because she was doing all the good shit.
Yeah, she's the one working hard raising you, and your dad's just like, hey, let's have ice cream for breakfast.
That's so fucked up. God damn, man. So, I love my mom.
So like in our house, yeah, we do have the good cop, bad cop, and I'm just like, yeah, it's gonna be hard when I'm gonna have to be the bad cop and discipline him. Yeah, she looks at me. She's like, yeah, right. I was like, I know. Like, our kids are going to get away with anything and everything. I already told my daughter that I don't care what grade she gets. Like, it doesn't matter. But,
oh, man. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Any hoot. So Saturday school, classes in session, got your number 2 pencils out and all that weird stuff that they tell you in school.
Who still uses pencils, though?
I don't know. I think kids still have to use them sometimes, maybe.
Quick suggestion for all the fam, the Power Project. if you want a really good pen, literally, this is the only pen I buy. It's the Bic Atlantis.
Atlantis?
It is the smoothest.
You don't fuck with those G2s?
No.
Oh,
no.
Dude.
No, real talk. This is the only pen I buy. One of my exes, she loved this pen. And then when I started using it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get this too. So from that point on, this has been the pen. And whenever I see somebody else in here with it, I'm like, why are you stealing my pen?
You know where it came from. Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay.
Do you know how thick it is?
I don't know, dude.
It should say on there. Because the G2s, they come in 1.0 and 0.7. And the 0.7 is kind of bullshit, but the one is...
Write with it and let me know.
Fucking almost stabbed me.
Sorry. Let me know what thickness you think it is.
It down.
But yeah, guys, if you want to get a good pen to take notes and actually enjoy your writing experience, the Bic...
It's dead.
Oh, no. It shouldn't be dead. Yeah, you feel that, Andrew?
Cool. I think the G2 is better.
Okay, I don't care what you think.
I'm going to unclip it.
I don't care what you think.
Underhand.
You're over here wearing a pro-choice shirt. that shows how, Scoops Ahoy.
Yeah, it's from Stranger Things.
You get the scoops?
No.
that joke's from this comedian, Andrew Schultz. Whenever he talks about abortion, he's like, these girls out here getting these scoops. So when I saw you Scoops Ahoy.
Yeah. I have to take this off.
So when I saw your shirt, it said Scoops Ahoy. Cool. I was like, oh, wow.
No, it's from Stranger Things.
Okay, Andrew.
Fucking A. All right, anyway,
we should get into the
let's
episode.
Let's get into it. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then maybe we'll even have time to take questions from Discord. If you guys aren't on the Discord, check out the links in the description. But this is actually very fitting for today, seeing as how I noticed right away that you were a little bit giggly.
Oh, yeah?
So, and because we do have a substitute teacher, we don't have to get all super serious, talk about rep sets and conquering life and all this other, boring stuff. So straight to the fun stuff, I wanted to talk about psychedelics with you.
Oh, Lord.
Because you have dipped your toes and your whole feet and your whole body into it a couple different times.
Bruh, yeah.
So, like, even just today, like I said, it was this shirt. You were, like, giggling. I'm like... Did you take anything today?
But listen up. The only reason I was giggling, I wasn't even feeling anything yet. Like, that's just how I am, bro. You know, I'm a giggly guy.
This is true.
Yeah. I'm a child at the end of the day.
But
so.
I think it was your eyes that gave it away.
Yeah. I also cold plunged. Like, after I cold plunge, I always feel really fucking good. And this isn't going to be a fucking ad. I'm just saying, like, whenever I cold plunge, I really do feel good. That's every morning.
So. I took it down to 55.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was.
Here we go, baby. I'm at, yes.
We'll just stay there. But anyhoot.
I'm going to change the shirt you got me, but yeah, keep on.
Oh, yeah. So I saw this shirt. I was buying this Scoops Ahoy shirt, which has nothing to do with abortions. And then I saw this shirt and I just couldn't stop laughing, thinking about Nsema, because whenever we talk about sports or certain players, he has no idea what's going on.
I'm such a loser, bro. I'm such a loser.
So, yeah, it just says, go sports, move the thing to the other thing.
Did he score a goal?
Yeah, he hit a
home
run.
In the end zone?
There you go. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, man.
What, I guess during your psychedelic experiences, what's some of the coolest moments that you can remember? You know, like something, just something to, because like when I've had my experiences, but just through like breath work.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I've taken away some really cool shit where I'm just like, whoa, like that's going to stick with me for a while. So has anything happened to where like you've kind of gone back and just thought about it a little bit more instead of like, not going back to it like, I don't know, like a like going back to that like psychedelic experience as in like taking more stuff, but going back sober, like when you're clear-headed, I'll say, and then like maybe like while you're journaling and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big drug fiend now. No, I'm fucking with you. Actually, no, still talk. When it comes to actually psychedelics and all these things, as dope as they are when you use like psilocybin, even marijuana to an extent, although some people overuse marijuana, you know, I dipped my toes into anything when it comes to any of these types of drugs very carefully, because I do have a family member that used a substance way too early before full development of the brain. Mm. And she ended up becoming schizophrenic. And I saw that when I was a teenager. So understanding that since that was potentially could be in my genetics, I've always been somebody who's like, I was like, the first time I tried weed, for example, I was 22 and I was scared to fucking death because the person that this happened to, she smoked weed, right? But for some people, it's not that weed causes that, but if you do some of this stuff before everything's fully developed and everything's good up there, and let's say it might be laced with something, or let's say you just do too much and you have a break, that could break your mind.
How old was
she? She at the time was 22. She was 22. Because I was 16. Yeah, she's 22.
Damn.
Yeah. So when that happened, like, she went full schizophrenic, still schizophrenic to this day, and very different from how she was in youth. Very different person. So because I saw that, I've always been somebody who's been like, you know, I could be taking a risk right now. I could be playing games with the devil. Let me just dip my toes. And so even the first time I smoked weed at 22, I took literally, I think, two hits of whatever was given to me. Number one, I was scared as shit. So the experience wasn't great because I was already like, am I going crazy? Am I going to die? Am I going to run into the middle of the street and hit a car? Like, what's going to happen to me? I legit just stayed under a blanket with my girlfriend the whole night. Like, we were legit on the couch because I think it was the first time that she was smoking at the time. She smoked too, my ex. And we were just like...
Sounds awful.
It was awful, but it was also kind of fun because we were looking at each other and we were like, should we get a sandwich? Do you think we should eat? Is this... All right, let's make a sandwich. So we made sandwiches and just sat on the couch and yeah. But I woke up the next morning. It was okay. I didn't really smoke much after that. Mm-hmm. But I did start smoking a little bit more as I got older and I became less scared of substances. Now, with psilocybin, it's actually been really cool. And I, you know, we talk about it a lot here on the pod, but, you know, as it comes to any substance, you got to be careful about, you know, the first time you try it, some people are like, just go hero dose, bro. 4 grams or bust, bro. But for me, I was like, ah, I'm good. You know, Mark is a guy that could handle high doses of literally anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Literally anything. Like the way that Marcus said that he does mushrooms, he's like, oh, man, I took a whole handful. I just ate it. I didn't feel it. So I took another handful and I barely felt it. So, and it's just like, duh, like
you could give this guy fucking like mushrooms and a cup of gasoline and he'll be like, ooh, that was a little spicy.
Yeah, it's tight. it's a little, I have a little peck, a little buzz to my day today. Yeah. So like knowing Mark, when he was like, oh, try this much, I was like, I'll try that and I will cut it in 4. And that's what I did.
That's really good.
That's literally what I did. And it was really cool. I ended up doing the first time I did like a 2.5 gram dose was with a few friends on a beach. And the cool thing about psilocybin is it makes you very introspective. Some people use it to like party and stuff. I don't really use the stuff for that. I use the stuff when I like want to think, especially when I do bigger doses. I'm like, okay, today I just want to think about stuff. I want to reflect. And it forces you to do that. I could see how you could party on that, but on a big dose of it, because I've done 2 bigger doses now. The second biggest dose that I've done was about, I think it was 4 or 4.5 grams a few weeks ago. I was just at home. I didn't leave the house. My girl was like, she was doing some stuff during the day. I was like, this is a good day. So I took like 4 or 4.5 grams and I spent time in the house. I started moving around and like kind of dancing in a weird way. The music that was playing just felt way more fucking beautiful. There's this artist, Cocktoo Twins. I don't know if that's how you say it. It's an artist from the 90s, bro. And I just put on a Cocktoo Twins playlist.
Two?
Okay. I don't know if you say Cocktoo or Cocktau Twins. If you guys want to have an understanding of what this music is like, play the song Cherry Colored Funk by Cocktoo Twins. It'll make you feel, you know, you'll get a little wavy on the inside.
Cocktoo.
So I started moving around, started dancing, and then I sat down because I started feeling a little weird. And I was looking at my dogs because I've...
I could see that.
See?
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah, it makes you feel good inside. But yeah, I started looking at my dogs and I just realized how it literally makes you think of how beautiful life is. And it makes, like, for me personally, I just started to get super grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day I do try to remind myself of how grateful I am to have all these opportunities, be able to chill with really cool people like mm-hmm. you and Mark all the time. And I'm always grateful, but I got super grateful for literally just being alive. Seriously.
That's huge.
You know, like I have relatives in Nigeria right now that would kill to be able to live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to Nigeria and I know what that's like. And I think sometimes when you go to a place that, because I've been there, but when you go to places where you see, oh, wow, like I'm really lucky to have anything that I have, a roof over my head, all this type of shit. You'll realize that you'll have that feeling for a while. And then daily life and your problems will kind of...
Absolutely.
And then you'll be like, oh, fuck this, man. Mm-hmm. Shit's so bad. But it makes... For me, that whole time, I was just like so grateful that I had my mom alive. I was grateful that my dad was alive, even mm-hmm. though like I don't have a relationship with him. He's alive and he's doing well.
He exists.
And it's pretty great. I think, if you do take a dip into psilocybin, you know, start low. And then do a good dose one day and don't drive. Keep your phone off, right?
Right. They say avoid the phone.
For some people, it's a good idea because mm-hmm. if, you know, it'll make you think of a lot of things. And if there's a lot of things you know you need to deal with, like bad things, you may message people like, and you want to be in a clear head after. So you want to do everything that you discover after you take psilocybin. You want to do those things after. You don't want to do those things during. That's just my suggestion. Hmm. Do what you like.
Yeah.
Do what you like.
That is really interesting. So, like, I remember in junior high, we went to a family reunion, and this was, like, deep in Mexico. I'm not going to remember where it was exactly.
Do you have a lot of family in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was, like, one of the first times where I met a majority of them. Like, I have so many cousins that I've, like, to this day have never met.
Wow.
But, It was deep. Like, I just remember going down this road for like ever, and then like, what is that truck over there? And there's just a line of dudes with AKs, and just being like, oh fuck, like,
dude,
what's about to happen? Like, they checked all our shit.
Yeah,
and I mean, this is getting way sidetracked, but like, then they let us go by. I don't know what the fuck they were checking. I was scared shitless. But anyway, we get there, and like, yeah, dude, like, my family and like all their neighbors are living in like basically like. Really nice shacks. Like, they weren't fucking like falling apart. They weren't like they weren't total dog shit. Like, it wasn't like third world country, but it was like, oh fuck, like, you guys all live in this like what we would consider like a one bedroom apartment. Like, this is wild.
How's the bath situation? Like, was it like hot water on, like, no, when you wanted it, or
I don't know about hot water, but they had plumbing, so mm-hmm. there was that. But then I do remember, and this was fucking wild, like one of the neighbors' decks, like, it was just like kind of like a cheap deck you can imagine, like on like two like big like posts and then a fucking like overhang.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shit fell off. Like, it fell over.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everybody within like probably like a 4 or 5 house radius all came together and they all fixed it like within an hour.
Community.
And I was like, dude, we don't have that.
Yeah.
But it was what you said though was fucking true though, because I remember being there being like, damn, dude, like they have... like no PlayStation here, like there's no fucking cable, like what do they do? And like there's no stores nearby, like mm-hmm. there was nothing, you know, it was fucking deep. And then just being like, damn, I can't wait to get home. And you get home and then it's like literally within a week you're just like already upset that there's a fucking line at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So what you're saying about like psilocybin, like, yeah, it can get you like a really cool perspective. And I know we're always on like, you know, our cold plunges nuts, but when I walk out into my backyard, mm-hmm. like typically what I see is like right now I'm kind of frustrated because over the winter my pool took a shit, it cracked, and so like it leaked everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we don't have a pool right now. What a fucking thing to complain about. But first and foremost, okay, like I'm super lucky that I even have that fucking broken pool right now.
Yeah.
But I walk out there and I'm just like, ah, like I get frustrated. I get into the cold plunge and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, like as I like kind of work through the breath work, I look up and I'm like, damn, we got hella nice trees back here. And I'm like, dude, they're so green. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize those flowers were blooming already.
Mm-hmm.
I all of a sudden get so appreciative of everything I have in the backyard.
Yeah.
It is so strange because like I don't even think about it. I just kind of like, I don't know, I go underwater and then like, as I like wipe like the water off my face, I open my eyes and I'm like, dude, everything looks more vibrant too.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, this is, and the reason why I bring this up is because like, I like doing breath work and I like cold plunging. So I'm getting some of those things that you were just talking about on a much lower dose.
But I also, what you're right though, because some people like, okay, what I explained with the psilocybin thing, it made me become present and grateful, present, et cetera. Right. Yeah. But you don't, like, if you're someone who doesn't want to do that,
exactly,
you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to do psilocybin.
That's what I was getting at. Like, you can get around not putting something that you're maybe unsure of in your body.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can definitely, I've experienced some really cool shit with breath work. Like, I've talked to angels and shit. Like, it is wild.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I'm just like, I'm telling my wife and she's like bursting out in tears. Like, she can't believe it. I'm just like, I can't believe it either. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where I went, wherever I was.
I know we sound like crazy. Honestly, I know we sound crazy when we talk about some of this shit, you know, but when you start doing some of this stuff, you might be surprised about the type of stuff that you see or visuals or what, any of that mm-hmm. type of stuff. It's just giving it a shot. Because, you know, a few years ago, if I heard you mention this, Andrew, or I heard mm-hmm. you say any of this shit, I'd be like, dog, this guy's off the fucking deep end. Like, he's totally out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
This isn't backed by any type of science or whatever. Because I would have just been super close-minded about it. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, like, I'm like, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's, try some shit,
right? Yeah, just I mean, and then obviously be open-minded. That's what we talk about all the time when it comes to fucking reps and sets and shit. And so now we're just talking about literally opening your mind to being, you know, open.
Yeah.
But so you already kind of talked about like things.
More thing I do want to mention about psilocybin though, because I did, it was like four and a half, but everything as far as the actual visual aspect of things, I stayed home. I didn't go outside in nature or anything. Mm-hmm. Although when you go outside in nature, you realize how beautiful things are. But when I was staring at, I literally stared at my dogs for like on the couch for like 45 minutes. And I was just looking at them breathe because literally it was like their fur was like, it was like fluttering. Mm-hmm. It's like they were alive, but also their fur was alive. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was just stuck staring at it for like 45 minutes.
No wonder.
So that's what, you know, Marcus talked about when he was on the beach looking at the waves, like there are these visuals.
Like the wind was like different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it is pretty cool. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. No. So you were saying, you know, like things to like to be cautious of and that sort of thing. So you kind of already went over that, but is there anything else in regards to like, I don't know, like people talk about like, oh, be there with somebody that already has experience. Don't do it around your phone or don't have your phone available. Is there anything else that comes to mind that you can think of before we kind of move on, at least to the next thing, in regards to like stuff like you should caution people when it comes to, you know, taking their first psychedelic experience?
You know, some people do. The first time I did like 2.5 grams of shrooms, I was with a few people that did have experience with it. So when things started to hit and I started to feel things, you know, the people around me were like, ah, you good, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you have that, that is pretty good. Although, you know, if you've smoked weed before and you've been high before, then it's a different feeling, but it's not anything that feels dangerous. Mm-hmm. Don't drive, because some people, you know, some people feel too confident. They're like, no, you cannot. And psilocybin is not something you want to drive with. Especially when you go on higher doses of it, you do not want to be behind the wheel. That's just dangerous for you and dangerous for people on the road. You can go and take a walk, like go out in nature. But I'd say if you want to do things, walk, don't drive. And for some people it could be helpful, but the second time I did it and it was a bigger dose, I was fine. I didn't need anyone with me.
Yeah. Did you ever have any of those like moments where it's like, oh shit, the shrooms are turning on me? Like where it went negative?
No, I haven't had any times where it's gone negative, but I can definitely I have thought of things where I'm like, ooh, okay, you know, that's important, et cetera. Just like things that have to be dealt with. Uh-huh. But that's where it can actually get pretty rough. Like if you have trauma that you need to deal with or that you're dealing with currently, or if you are susceptible to moods, right? Like big mood swings or something, it would be, I would just be careful about going to a deep dose deuce too soon. That's just my suggestion though. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the suggestion from not a guy who's a shroom expert. I don't fucking read books on psilocybin or whatever. I would just say, you know, go to our podcast, the podcast we did with The Plug.
Ah, remember? That's right. I was like, wait, with who? But yeah, his name is The Plug.
The Plug. If you go on our podcast database and you type in Mark Bell's Power Project, The Plug,
let's see if I can find
comma,
it.
Psilocybin, Andrew's going to find it for you guys. We talked a lot about, you know, our plug, I almost said his name, just talked a lot about, like, you know, some research that's been done on psilocybin, et cetera. And it mean, you know, do your own research on it. There's a pretty cool documentary out on Netflix right now. And they did an episode about psilocybin. Let me see if I can find that name.
It's like,
it's pretty popular.
Change
now.
Your Mind or something like that, right?
Something like that. It has a few episodes about a bunch of different psychedelics. And I want to also say, like, I've been somebody who's been super anti-drug or anti, yeah. Not necessarily anti, but I've always been like, you know what? Like, y'all drug heads could do that shit. I was like, it's not for me.
You were a square bear. It's okay.
I still am a square bear. I am 100% a fucking angled 90 degree square on each side.
L7 weenie. So episode 578, it's called Magic Mushrooms with Psilocybin Expert Tea. I don't even know why we called them tea, but that's the one. And like, we couldn't have, well, sorry, not that we couldn't have, but we chose not to have them on screen for various reasons. But yeah, I think I started watching that psilocybin or whatever the psychedelic documentary on Netflix is. I started watching it.
How to Change Your Mind.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
The dude's talking about like all the buried experiments with LSD being like super beneficial for people.
Oh yeah, dude.
I'm just like, damn, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And I got my hands on some acid before from none other than, drum roll please, Mark Emo. He's like, huh? Hey, here, take this. I'm like, what?
He's like, yeah, I heard these were like the most potent ever.
Dog, when he gave that shit to me, I'm like, man, these white people are wild. hey, acid for you. No, he wasn't doing it. He's not doing that. He's
watched the Jamie Foxx stand-up where he's talking about like how hard white people party. He's like, people will party to the edge of death.
Oh man. And I still have that vial. I've only tried a little bit of it. I still have that vial because I'm like, damn, that shit is acid.
That's fucking awesome.
Damn, acid. But LSD is like pretty beneficial too. I haven't done it, don't have experience, but I'm gonna try it at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I know for sure, like with edibles, I get terrible brain fog the next day.
Oh yeah.
So do you experience anything like that with psilocybin?
No.
Damn, that's cool.
That's the really weird thing about it, man. And you know, the people I was with when I did my first dose too, some of them did much bigger doses, and next day I was just curious, like, how are you guys all feeling? Like, we're good. I also did ketamine that night.
You did ketamine? Hold on, back the fucking train up. Shit escalated a little bit here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not even 100% sure what ketamine is, but it's another one of those, I guess we'll just call it a
drug.
It's used like for a lot of like schizophrenic and like whatever the fuck you want to call it, like mental, I'm not going to call it.
It's used for therapy. It's used a lot of psychiatrists therapeutically use it with their patients.
Yeah, and it's becoming like legal.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's so funny? Jordan Peterson had this quote about ketamine and like taking him to the depths of hell. because I think he went into a K-hole. So give me one quick second.
Was he like
Jordan?
Was this before or after he was saying that super the swimsuit model was unathletic?
People, you know what, man, just because I disagreed with Jordan and Mark, we disagree with Jordan Peterson on one thing does not mean we do not like Jordan.
No.
Like, I fucking love Jordan Peterson. I watch some of his videos all the time. I've read his books. I've gone through his programs. He's a fucking smart dude.
I
it does mean you have to agree with literally everything a person says just because you like them and they're smart. People disagree with us all the time. That's fine.
All the time.
And we're not like, as smart as Jordan.
I still watch some of his like parenting like stuff.
Yeah.
And within one video, I agree and disagree with a lot of the shit that he says. It's pretty funny when he's like, you know, if your kid starts hitting you and you have to sit them down and have this conversation, and like he uses all these big words, and I'm like, dude, my son doesn't even communicate with me yet. How am I going to be telling him these big ass words at one?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. But no, dude, yeah, still big fan of him. Still big fan of Michaela.
Yeah.
Because I know she had posted some stuff, like not like a response video or anything, but just like backing.
She commented on Mark's thing.
And backing like, up her dad, like, which,
you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
It is odd, you know, because when one disagrees with somebody else publicly, people perceive it as like you hate the
you
person.
Got beef.
And there were like a lot when we did that and we posted about it, there were a lot of people commenting like, yeah, Jordan Peterson's such a fucking this and that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Whoa there, yeah.
That man has done a lot of good for society, for people, and for the way people think. Mm-hmm. Just because there's a disagreement does not mean that he is now a bad person and the fucking devil.
Right.
Chill. You know?
It's so funny. Did you watch the first Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a long time ago, but yeah.
All right, so when one of the dudes steps up and he's just like, it ain't right that you keep letting Quill get away with stuff. Uh-huh. And then the whole mob takes over and he's like, fuck, I didn't want that to happen. It's like that where we're just like, hey, we disagree with you. And all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, fuck that guy. We're like, whoa, dude, that's not at all what we were saying.
Yeah.
It's that mob mentality just kind of fucking takes over. They just need that green light to be like, yep, I want to shit on somebody.
With a lot of things, it's... We'll get to the next thing, but this is what I do find very interesting about like about some of the stuff we talk about. For example, Liver King. People have real strong feelings about Liver King. They're either, this man's on drugs and he's a liar and he's bad, or he's great and I love him and I love his message and everything he does. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to him being natural or not, people want you to either say that he's on drugs. Mm-hmm. Or if you think he's not, well, you think he's not. The thing is like, and I can say how I feel about this, like, I don't know. So there are some people that have made videos that are like, oh, he's 100% on steroids. And like, and when I see that, I'm just like, but dog, how do you know? Like you're using the eye test, right? And mm-hmm. he has a big upper body. He has a lean lower body. He's very lean all around. I get he looks freakish. Freakish to an extent though, because when you see him in person, like he doesn't look that big. Mm-hmm. In certain photos he looks crazy, in certain photos he looks and like in certain photos but in certain photos I look fairly normal, in certain photos I look crazy. So it's like this is very selective, mm-hmm. but this person is saying they're not, but you 100% believe they are. There's no proof. So mm-hmm. just because we don't take a side, it's like we can't say with 100% assurance that he is, because there is no proof that he is. And mm-hmm. although you really want to believe he is, you have no proof.
Right.
So then you just got to look at what is the person doing for the community. And although he's done some things that I'm like, ah, oh, that's kind of shitty. Like when he was in Africa, and then the person's like, can I have some money? He's like, do some push-ups. I was like, dog.
I gave him something better than money could ever do whatever.
That's hard work. Push-ups. And then he drove away. I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't like that. I'm fucking African. I have no reason to like this guy, but I can't also say that mm-hmm. this man is 100% on drugs, because I don't fucking know, you know? Yeah. So it's a weird thing, man. It's like we have to be on one side or the other, but I don't know. Mark, yourself, me, we don't operate that way.
No, I genuinely don't give a fuck. Like, I do not care what anyone's taking or not taking.
Yeah.
We got sidetracked. I don't remember what we're talking about. We're talking about brain fog.
There's the ketamine thing.
Peterson. There it is, ketamine.
Yeah, I'll be short about it.
I don't care.
We had somebody who was actually a doctor with us when we were at this beach. So he brought a lot of things. We called him the drug doctor or something. But he had ketamine.
Super creative.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the drug doctor. It was something better. It was a much better nickname, which I'm now forgetting, which doesn't help the situation.
That's okay.
But he had ketamine with him. He had what's that one that you, Rogan always talks about
DMT?
Yeah, DMT with them.
Damn, I gotta try that. I really want to try that.
He had DMT with them. He had a bunch of other shit with him. I didn't do any DMT or anything, but I did some ketamine. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I've ever snorted anything.
Wild.
And it just felt like you were being engulfed by a cloud.
Huh.
Literally. Like you just feel very warm and cozy.
Oh, okay.
You know, but people talk about the K-hole. And if you look at the K-hole, and Jordan Peterson has talked about how he's been a K-hole, it's like just this dark, depressive, you feel like you're in hell, the world is going to end kind of thing.
Yeah.
A K-hole I didn't experience
is
that.
When high doses of ketamine lead to intense feelings of disassociation.
There you go.
Damn.
Yeah. And Jordan Peterson has been in a K-hole. So, hey, I'm not saying go do ketamine. I did ketamine.
Yeah.
That's all.
Damn, I definitely want to try DMT. Yeah. We'll see how that happens. So that's all I got with psychedelics. I don't know if you want to add anything to it, but I did have some other stuff I wanted to hit you up questions with. And this is, I mean, because again, we're just having fun today, but relationships.
Dude.
A lot of dudes, you know, they get, I guess I'll say frustrated, because it's like whether it's like something doesn't work out with one chick and then all of a sudden all chicks are bad or something like that.
Oh,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
yeah.
I hate that. But you've come off, I'll let you explain your previous relationship, but it did end.
Yeah,
and you
were
currently. so I wasn't going to say anything
Jesus,
about it.
Bro, fuck.
But right now you're in a relationship and everything seems fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I've never seen you smile this much, period. And then when Sam comes in, you like, you light up.
She's
and
calling
it's,
right now, actually. Yeah. You know, that's, well, tell her I'm on.
Tell her you're busy.
Yeah.
Too busy for
bitch,
her.
I'm busy. I'm joking.
But what I was getting at is like you guys are working out really, really freaking well, and it's fucking dope to see. But so like what have you learned in regards to like making things work? Because you guys are still two different people.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have two separate goals, even though she is you know, she has fitness goals of her own, which is fucking cool.
Yeah.
But they are of her own, and you have your goals of your own. So it's not like either one of you is just sitting around like, you know, and trying to lay the ball up for the other person. You guys are both doing your own thing, but you guys are still making it work really well.
Mm.
So what have you learned, and what, you know, I guess, yeah, like what do you think you're doing that's working to make things work out really well?
Man,
and I know it can get deep.
Gonna
but
try not
like,
to. Yeah, I won't let this go on too long.
We got time.
Yeah, we do have. We have time. Mm-hmm. Man, the first thing I'll say is like I only have the male perspective, so I'm only gonna the only thing I can do is like talk to dudes about this. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned something that was interesting. It's like dudes get out of a bad relationship and like all these bitches are fucked up. Fuck these fucking women that all they care is about themselves. These Western women have no respect for men.
that's definitely like I don't
know. Why don't I just fucking go to one of these fucking third world countries? Let me go and find one of these women that respect men.
But we have that in the Mexican culture too, where it's like, I'm just going to go get a real Mexican and then she'll just be waiting on me hand and foot, and I'm gonna bring her to this, like that's it. That used to be like a fucking slam dunk, dude, is if you can go get a girl and make her a citizen. I'm fucking serious, dude. That was like a thing that you can be like, I did that.
That's what some African guys do. Like
that's
that
wild, dude,
like one of my uncles, he was married to a woman from here, then he got divorced, and he's like, let me just go find a woman from Africa. He brought her here and she had a green card, but when she got her shit, it was just like she wanted to go do her stuff. He's like, what?
How dare you?
Okay, so yeah, like shit can get real bad. But you know, one thing I'll say is, number one, as a guy, don't have all your focus be on like your relationship. One thing that was, you know, I think was I'm only going to pay attention to the things that were like, I was not doing well in my past relationship. I was too focused on my girlfriend.
Mm.
I was too focused on like trying to make sure that she felt good, trying to make sure that she was doing well. And I was too focused on her. I should have been focused. I was focused on work. It's not like things didn't go well with work. I was focused on work, but I was just too focused on her. That was one thing. Where I was like, now I'm very mission focused. I'm very focused on like things I do here. I still like my current relationship. I'm still always loving her and making sure everything's good with her. But I have this, and I have my focus on this. And an aspect is that I think partially since she sees that I have this thing that I am focused on that does drive me, she likes that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's beneficial as a dude, because I know it can be very easy get into a relationship and then your focus just becomes on your woman and on that. And that's not healthy.
Yeah, it is funny because, like, if you do, if you speak to a friend or like somebody that you're not trying to attract or whatever, and they're like, mm-hmm. they would want that, right? They want a man to be focused on them and blah, blah, blah. But then when it happens, so what I was going to ask is, like, was your ex receptive to that, or was she more like, would she try to, like, I guess, brush off things? Like, the harder you tried, the more like, she was.
You know what's interesting, man? Okay. So there's so many things that I just should not have dealt with in my past relationship. There's so, like, it should have ended way earlier. It should have ended on year one, but mm-hmm. it went on for 4 years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, like, I'm like, this is a rough thing to even mention, but I got cheated on, in that relationship. And I stayed for 7 more months after knowing I was cheated on, because I was like, you know, I want to work on this. I think we can get past this. That's a super cuck thing to do, man. But, you know, okay. And I will say this, like, I loved the woman, mm-hmm. right? And love blind, like, being in love with somebody totally blinds you. Cause, like, if any of my boys were like, man, my girl cheated on me, I'd be, man, leave that woman.
Yeah.
I would tell any of my boys that. But because I was so in love with this person, I cared so much about this person, I was so focused on trying to, like, you know, be a good guy, right? I dealt with some shit that I should not have dealt with, man. And it was like, it was very, you know, I look back and I'm like, ah, man, can't believe you did that. But you learned. I look at that relationship, I'm very happy that all the things happened. I'm very happy that I experienced that, because number one, it's funny, I have a lot of guys that come to me for relationship advice, and I don't mind giving advice about certain things, but it's funny, when you're in the situation that you never thought you'd be in, you don't make the smart choices that you would assume you would make, right? So I made some stupid choices of dealing with some dumb shit. That person that I was with, you know, this is a funny thing, because people talk about violence within relationships and stuff, right? And it's usually coming from the when things, this type of stuff is talked about, it's like, man, you know, laying hands on a woman. But the things you don't hear about are like, what are the situations when, because, like, it's you'll see a woman slap a guy and it's like, doesn't really, it's not a big deal. It doesn't matter, right?
It's a human hitting another human.
It's a human hitting another human.
An right? adult too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why when this Amber Heard stuff came out, I was like, let's go, Johnny. Like, I was so pumped.
For real.
But man, like, I dealt with some of that for a while. Like, when this person didn't know how to deal with their emotions. Yeah. So sometimes when they would get too mad, they'd lay hands. And I'm just like, okay, well, later on they'd apologize about it. I'd be like, okay, well, just let's not let things get that hard where you feel you need to lay hands.
Right.
Because that's not good. And it happened multiple times, and I stayed, right? It's not a smart thing. But that's where it's like, number one, I think my mindset within that relationship, there's a, what's the word I'm looking for? Scarcity mindset when it comes to women. Because, like, number one, she was a very beautiful woman. I'm not ashamed to admit that. She was a beautiful woman. But, you know, you as a guy, I'm just going to say me, because I'm not going to say me. You know, I was like, oh, wow, she's so beautiful. And she's doing better or whatever. I know she can work on this stuff. I'm using this dumb voice because that's how I actually was. I was like, but it's like, no, there's no reason anybody should deal with that. If somebody isn't treating you in a respectful way, number one, what that meant was, like, it wasn't that she wasn't treating me in a respectful way. It's that I didn't respect myself enough to leave. That's the thing. Yeah. I didn't have enough respect for myself. That's a lack of self-respect. Mm-hmm. That's not a reflection on that person. That's not a reflection on her. That's a reflection on me, on how fucked up I was to stay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then that scarcity mindset, especially if you find out that she did, you know, cheat on you or whatever.
And you stay like a cuck.
But the scarcity mindset is just like, well, she's attractive and she's drawing a lot of attention from other dudes. So maybe I'm just going to be that dude that she sticks with, though,
yeah,
right? Like, because I have seen that, and I have felt that with my ex, where it was like, damn, like, all these dudes want to talk to her. Like, well, fuck, maybe if I just, like, make it known that, you know, that's my girlfriend, then, you know, it'll be okay. And it wasn't okay.
Yeah, dude, like, no. And, you know, it's like, I'm happy that those things happen. When I look back, I'm like, God, that's, man, that was so stupid of you to make those decisions. But at the end of the day, I learned a lot from it. And I think that scarcity mindset's a big thing. Man or woman, if you're with somebody that is mistreating you, if you're with somebody that is not treating you with respect that you treat them with, you need to have the respect for yourself to leave the fucking situation and find somebody who, you know, who you can have some mutual respect and actually, you know, good with. You know, the one big thing was, you know, Sam is not like she has her highs and lows in terms of emotion. But when it comes to communication, you know, when I would attempt to have good conversations or communicate about pretty rough things with my ex, like her emotions would start getting too high. She'd get mad. She'd curse. And at some points, like I mentioned, that girl could lay hands. With Sam, we've had some tough conversations. But you know what? They stay conversations.
That's important.
I've never name called a woman. I don't do that. Right? But like, I do it in jest. Like bitch. Like I do it in jest.
I let my wife know right away. I was just like, hey, I'm never going to call you or another female a bitch. I'm like, but if I stub my toe, like that table's a bitch. Like
table's a bitch.
Like yeah. if I drop something like bitch, like I'll just yell it out. Like yeah, it's just a natural reaction. I guess unnatural, but it's just a reaction I have.
Yeah. But like she has an amazing ability to just honestly, just control her emotions in tough situations. And when we're talking, like when we're having a discussion, or let's call it an argument, a tense discussion, right? Mm-hmm. We're not arguing. We're trying to come to a resolution. So we're discussing our disagreements. And that's what adults do. Mm-hmm. I know some people are like, oh, no, you yell, blah, blah. I don't think as an adult you have to yell at another adult. I think you should be able to control that shit. But for guys specifically, the scarcity mindset thing's huge, mm-hmm. you know? If you're in a situation and that's not good, go find somebody else. And actually, don't focus on finding somebody else. That's one thing that I want to say. Because when I got out of my relationship, I was like, fuck getting in a relationship. I'm just going to be single. And if somebody comes, I'm going to date. I'm going to be single. I'm going to have fun. And if I come across somebody that is like, I'm like, wow, this is checks all the boxes. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. But I have my mission, the things that I'm trying to do, the things I'm trying to help people with, and I'm going to work on my mission. And when it comes to dating and that stuff's on the side. But if I find a good person that things link up with, cool. And I was like, I was literally single for a year, but I dated a lot of women. A lot of things were casual, but it was healthy because like another thing is I went into those situations like, hey, I'm honestly not looking for a relationship right now. Just letting you know so that you know what to expect. I'm not going to focus on this, right? We're dating and that's fine, but I'm not, this is not where my focus is. So, and it was great. But I think, you know, when I look at relationships, I'm like, I do want to end up getting married and having a family. There are a lot of guys, especially like within Red Pill and shit, like that's not their goals. And if you're not a guy, you don't all, okay, marriage is not for everybody. Marriage is a lot of fucked up thing when it comes to marriage, like as far as that contract, right? Which needs to be looked at over and over again because guys do kind of get the sour end of the stick when it comes to that. Especially in California. Yeah. But, you know, if for me, I do want a family, I do want to be with one woman, like, there's some guys who say that guys who want to be with women are lying to themselves. Like, I, you know, when it comes to sleeping with a bunch of different women, that like, I think it's good for men and women to have experience with different people, but there's a point where it's like, okay, how long are you going to keep doing that? Like, you can. There's nothing wrong with it as a man or woman if that's what you like and you don't. Monogamy is not for everybody. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if it is something like me, I'm cool being monogamous. Because like, number one.
All your boxes are getting checked.
All my boxes are getting checked. Dog. Like.
That's great.
like no, and this is the thing though, like me and you can see a woman that's objectively beautiful or whatever, and it doesn't mean that I have to have sex with her,
right?
That's not what it means, right? Mm-hmm. So again, with my perspective, I did and I do want to have kids. I want to be married. That's my goal. So the goal is to be with someone who I can be monogamous with, right? But I had that period where I was single, where I was able to, you know, mm-hmm. venture, have some fun, talk to different people, all that stuff. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when Sam came around and we were talking for a while, when me and her were dating, I was told her, hey, I'm dating other people right now. I hope you know that. At the beginning, she knew. I was open and honest with her about it. I let her know. Like, I let her know these are other people I'm dating. But as things started to progress, I was like, damn, this is a good woman. Like, she's amazing. Like, she's fucking awesome.
Made the others just seem like.
Because, like, I'm not good. The other people I was dating, like, they were great people too. It's just, but Sam, she had, like, everything I wanted. She did have everything I wanted, everything else, and her temperament, all that shit. So, like, I was like, I'm totally cool just, like, stopping dating other people. Mm-hmm. Nah, I just dated her. But I think it is beneficial because, like, some guys just go from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship. You got to have some time where you're just not. I think it's beneficial to have some time where you're not in a relationship, where you're not like super linked to somebody else, where somebody else is in your focus. So you can first off get rid of that scarcity mindset, get rid of the focus on women, because even I care about my girlfriend. I love her. I hope I want the best for her all the time, but she's not the thing I focus on all the time. Mm. I focus on the shit that I need to focus on. And she has the things that she's trying to focus on too, which is good. Mm-hmm. I think that it is healthy that she has those goals of hers, right? That are separate, right? But we come together, then we come together, you know?
Yeah. So. And how attractive is it when, you know, you're working on your shit and then like you're done and then you hit her up and she's like, oh, hold on, I'm busy. Like, I'm working on my shit.
I'm cool like, with that.
Dude, it's so great. Yeah.
And you know, one thing that's just, I think it's just kind of whatever. Like, I don't know. When I grew up, like, there are times that I cooked for myself. I did shit. Like, in this, there are some situations where the standard, you know, model of like, oh, woman stays home and does this and the man goes, okay. If that's the way your household is set up, that's totally, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And if everybody's happy, but you know, she does want to have a career. And what I'm doing is good. And she doesn't need, but like she wants to. And I'm like, okay, I'm pumped for you. Mm-hmm. I'm pumped for you to have your goals and have the things you're seeking. Some guys aren't looking for somebody like that. Some guys are looking for somebody who's just going to be there. Like when they want something, when they want their food made, all that type of shit. Some guys want that. Mm-hmm. I cook. I do my laundry. Like we have different things that we do, tasks that we do in the house, but like, I don't know. I ain't tripping about any of that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's interesting, but get rid of that scarcity mindset. Be single for a while. Don't focus on women. Don't pedestalize women, meaning don't like, you know, if you're in a bad situation, don't think that that's the only one because that shit gets dangerous. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot more shit I learned from that relationship, but we can get on to the next thing because we can end up going too long on this shit right here, bro. Pat Proctor family, I hope you guys are enjoying this episode. Now, I want to talk to you guys about three things that have vastly improved our sleep because you guys know how fucking important that is at this point. The first thing are the blue light blocking glasses from Bond Charge because they help you start producing the melatonin you need to produce before you go to sleep. Secondly, the blue light blocking bulbs, because then you can replace the lights in your bathroom, in your bedroom, the places that you frequent at night, so that when you got to turn on the lights, go peep or poo, you're not bathed in artificial light. And then the last thing are the sleep masks, so that when you are sleeping, you are covered in the dark of night. Andrew, how can they get it?
Yeah, you guys got to head over to bondcharge.com. That's bondcharge.com/powerproject. And at checkout, enter promo code powerproject to save 20% off your entire order. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. Let's get back to the podcast. No, but I 100% agree though, because like I was married, got divorced, and yeah, I am extremely grateful for that whole experience. Mm-hmm. Just mainly, again, just because of what I learned. Like, and what sucks is like I was fairly young, but young, like my mindset was a lot younger than like my age.
Yeah.
You know, like I wasn't as mature as you are. At your age, you know, I was like, I was still pretty lost. Mm-hmm. But everything that happened in that relationship had to happen to get me here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so like I, you know, you think back, like you see the memes like, oh, like a picture of your ex or something. And you're like, what the fuck was I thinking or whatever it may be, you know, like it's like a bad example. But, you know, you think that and then I'm like, but I had to have that happen.
Yeah.
Like it had to happen.
It did.
And I was the person that didn't want a family. I just wanted a girl and that's it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to travel. I wanted to buy dumb shit for myself. And I didn't want a kid to I guess muddy up and like mess up my time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh, like not that I wanted to do it sooner, mm-hmm. but like now that it's here, I'm just like, fuck, I can't imagine life without like kids now. It's fucking wild. And then of course, you know, like all the shit that we know now, like just raising my son and my daughter, like, oh my God, like they're going to be fucking such cool people. Like I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And then I guess without getting too personal, just one last thing on the like relationship side,
mm-hmm.
It can be from personal experience or just seeing in general about like something that like dudes need to improve on when it comes to the relationship side. I know you've given plenty of tips right now, like in regards to like, you know, if you want like that good home cooked dinner, start making it yourself, like that sort of thing. But like, is there anything that comes to mind where like maybe you see amongst like your friends where you're just like, ah, like, dude, you guys are doing that. Like you should maybe get away from doing that or whatever it may be.
You know, okay. Again, everybody's individual in terms of what they're looking for in a relationship and what they're looking for in a partner. I know like, attraction is a big deal for me. All right, nah,
we're just dudes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So like what, like attraction's a big deal, but don't have attraction cloud your judgment on an individual, on a person, because it's like, you know, okay,
we call it devil pussy.
Devil pussy. like it's you know, are you focused so much on this individual that their character is fucked up, but you're letting, just because they're beautiful, you're letting all that pass? Like, I am so happy that Sam's attractive. Like dog. Yeah, oh my God. Because like, sometimes it's hard to find somebody that you're truly attracted to, but then like their personality and all that shit's also there. Because I know in my last relationship, super attractive, but there are a lot of things where I'm just like, I can overlook that. I can overlook that. No. I think for dudes especially, because like, you know, you go for someone you're really attracted to, right? Don't let your blind attraction to a person blind you from who they are, what they do, what they're doing. Don't like, character should always win. No matter how attractive somebody, or no matter how attracted you are to somebody, character should always win. You know, so I think that's one thing as dudes to pay attention to. And then also don't let your dick lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man. All right. I heard Joe Rogan mention this once years ago. I'm just like, that makes a lot of sense. There's the post-nut clarity. Yeah. Nah, man, post-nut clarity is real. Yeah. Post-nut clarity will have you be like, what have I done?
He's always like, before a really big decision, he's like, get your nut on and then take it, or then, you know, go to bed and wake up in the morning and make the decision. Dude. Some shit like that.
And you know what? I'm happy to say, post nut, I still love my girlfriend. Like,
that's important.
Post nut, I still love my girlfriend. Because in the past, it'd be a post, I'm like, why am I here? I'd be journaling, why am I dealing with this? What's going on? And then when I get horny, I'm like, let's go. But I like, yeah. You know, so like being perfectly real, like another aspect is that, hey, you know, this is one thing that I think is super important to understand. Even though like, I mean, my ex did cheat, right? I was like, oh, that's just so scummy, blah, blah, blah. That's fucked up. I have the capacity to do that. I think it's important to understand, and I'm just going to speak for myself. I looked at that situation and she did that, but in my relationship, there have been situations where I could have, and I was just like, I'm getting these messages, I could, and there's this internal feeling like, just do it, or you, like, just, but then it's like,
Was that before or after?
No. This is why I'm in my current relationship.
Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry.
So this is something like, I'm monogamous with my girlfriend, but I have gotten messages and those types of things, right? And I'm like, and there's times where like you feel a little like you could be weak to it. Like, and
they,
I think
they stop
it
you in your tracks is what you mean.
It was, I think I was like, damn, one wrong move and I could also do that. I could be the person that cheat on their significant other. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to realize that, like, and realizing that helped me to like kind of humanize the shit that my ex did. Cause I was just like, that's really fucked up. But I'm like, I could do that. You know, I, if you've been someone who's dealt with somebody who's cheated on you, like, it sucks, man. Mm-hmm. Especially like in my shit, I was 3.5 years deep and then I found out. And then afterwards, I found out that it probably just wasn't that one person. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, God damn. But then, you know, it sucks and it's not a good thing to do, but it's also, I think it's good to understand that you could be the person that could do it too. Mm-hmm. Even though my morals wouldn't let me do it, there's still an aspect of like just me being a guy and me just seeing just beautiful people. There's a side of me that could be like, I could do that. But I think it's healthy to realize that you could, and then just understand, just go nut.
just go nut and you're good to go.
Oh, honestly, really, mm-hmm. just go nut. Yeah. Because sometimes, like, when your dick leads the way, you could land in some devil pussy. Mm. And you don't want that.
Nope,
so
that's a trap.
You know, I don't put myself at a different level than someone who could cheat, because I know that I could. Morally, I know it's not right. Mm-hmm. Right? But I need to do the things not to end up in that situation. You know, so I'm very transparent with her. She can see all my shit. She can see all whatever she wants to. She has the password to my phone. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Right? But, you know, don't let your dick lead the way.
Yeah, if there's one major thing you can take away from today's podcast, don't let your dick lead the way.
And stay out of devil pussy.
And stay out of the devil pussy.
No.
Or do not. I don't know. It's up to you. But
yeah, it's up to you. If you like that, hey, man, that's your prerogative. You do you.
Hey, some people like crazy bitches, all right?
Hey, I dealt with one.
Thankfully, she wasn't like physically abusive. She was verbally, but I guess that's potentially worse, because like sometimes that shit sticks around. So yeah. I'm just like, get out of my head.
It's interesting though, because I talked to you and Mark about this, but I never did mention it on the podcast. As a dude, especially looking like me, I'm a 6'2", 250-pound black dude. I never did actually want to even mention that, mm-hmm. Just because of the optics. Like, it's wild, like, yeah. You like what? And I don't look, when I mention that shit, I'm not like, I was abused. No. Like, did lay hands. Mm-hmm. She did lay hands. But I don't look at that as like, oh, it was abused or whatever. Right. But it does happen, you know, that it does happen to dudes. It happens to a lot of dudes that I know. Mm-hmm. But because they're guys, it's like, she just does that. Right. But if you, I think, you know, some guys in the audience, if you're dealing with that, I mean, think about it the other way around. If you laid hands on your girl, or if you saw a guy lay hands on a woman, is that okay?
Right.
No, it's not fucking okay. So It's not okay for people to lay hands on anybody, bro.
Yeah, even if you can't see that situation, imagine you see a little girl slap a little boy. Like, oh, you're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, yeah, you might laugh, because sometimes it's kind of funny, but you'd still be like, hey, you probably shouldn't be doing that. And then, yeah, so in a relationship, it's like... A relationship as an adult, you're just like, what, like, this doesn't make any sense. Like,
double standards are funny in that way though, because like sometimes I'm like, I see news articles of like weird freaky high school teachers that are kind of hot and they banged a student. I'm like, man, if I had that teacher in high school,
yeah.
But then I'm like, oh God, wait, she just did something traumatic to that kid. Yeah, to that 16-year-old boy. But if I was that kid, just knowing me at 16, I'd have been like, hey. I ain't dealing with no trauma, yo. The only trauma is that. I traumatized that pussy.
I'm causing drama.
Oh, God.
What's funny, dude, and then there's fucking Adam Sandler made a movie about that.
Did he?
It's with Andy Samberg. I forgot what it's called. Oh, man. But yeah, he Adam Sandler had, you know, had sex with his teacher, and they ended up having a kid, and that kid ended up being Andy Samberg. And like, it's fucking hilarious. It's a good movie. I can't remember what it's called.
Was Adam Sandler supposed to be an underage kid?
At the time he was. But the kid, I don't know if it's like actually his kid, but the kid looked a lot like him.
Okay.
But yeah, it was another kid that played young Adam Sandler. And then it's fucking funny. Vanilla Ice is in it, like, randomly.
Damn.
He does a pretty good job.
You saw that basketball movie with Adam Sandler?
I loved it.
It was good.
Hustle?
Holy
shit, dude. I am a fan of that movie.
I watched it after you mentioned it. I was like, wow. Like, I'm surprised. Like, first off, that basketball player, he's in, you know, he's in the NBA.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the NBA. Okay. Cause I'm like, damn, this is actors actually good at basketball, but he plays for the Celtics. So, okay. Yeah, but it was a good movie, Hustle.
Dude, that shit had me cheering. I was just like, come on, dude. And then, dude, my son got into it. Like, yeah, when they're playing basketball, he's like clapping and shit. I was like, this is fucking cool. So I highly recommend that movie,
Hustle. Great underdog story.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. So just before we wrap up things here, you know, because you're talking about, like, don't let your dick lead the way. Focus on yourself. Don't necessarily, like, chase women. Like, even though you didn't say that, but that's kind of, like, what we're talking about. But when people hear you say that, like, Nsema, you're jacked, you're tall, dark and handsome. You have, you know, a lot of jiu-jitsu skills, which all these things you weren't given, but you are a very good looking human.
Thank you.
So what if somebody doesn't have that though? What if somebody because it's like, either you have the look or you have the bank account. What if somebody has neither of those? How does somebody start to build some confidence?
Well, we talked about this in the last podcast, dude. It's like, you know, it doesn't come all down to the way you look. Let's be real, though. You, as a guy, and I have a friend of mine that I've talked to about this. When you're younger, like I'm 29 now, dude. Like, I'm 29. I've been doing the career stuff in terms of the fitness stuff for like eight, nine years now. Right. I've been doing that for a while. I've been doing this podcast with you guys for like past 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say I'm at my peak, but I'm at a place where like now I'm like trajectory has been going up for me for a while. But when you're a young guy, when you're 20, 21, 22, man, I honestly say don't focus on relationships. Mm-hmm. Focus on improving yourself. We talked about this, I think, before. Like, guys have to, we have to focus on, number one, we are looked at for what we do. That's a big thing, what you do. Like, what do you bring to the table, truly? Looks can be important, but what can you improve about your looks? You can improve your fitness. Right? Like, the reason I look this way, I've been training for a long time. Right? So like the looks aspect of it, you can become fit. You can change that aspect of yourself if you're not in shape, right? You can become in shape. You can become somebody who has a physical presence when they enter a room. But it doesn't, you know, if you don't have those things, that's why, like I mentioned, focus on your mission, focus on your thing, your career goals, the things that are going to put you higher in the marketplace. Because when we look at it really, like, you know, we had Rilla Tomasi on the podcast, and dating nowadays is very, very different from it was decades ago, you know, before social media, because now people are not limited to dating people in their zip code. People can date people in another state. People can find someone on social media that they find super attractive, DM them and fly to them, or get flown out.
Yeah, that's a baller move right there.
yeah. Seriously, I know a lot of girls who get flown out to different places. Like, that happens. So at the end of the day, like, as a dude, it's harder because now you need to what makes you valuable. Mm-hmm. Makes you valuable.
People are going to hate that term, but
people will hate that term, but I'm going to use that term here because it's an important distinction. It's like, you got to do some shit, you know, and you need time. I think like when I was 21, bro, I was working sales in a commercial gym, right? And I was figuring certain things out. And at that time, to be perfectly honest, I was fit, but I wasn't very valuable. Mm-hmm. All right. Like, just
that's
like,
huge.
Yeah. when it comes to the overall marketplace. Right. But I needed time to develop. And if you're a young guy, you need to give yourself time to develop. And that might also mean you need to give yourself time to not be in a specific relationship. Because one thing that does happen is if you're in a relationship and sometimes relationships end up really well, that like two people that just love each other, because love is super important, don't get me wrong, they will stick with each other through very hard times. Sometimes things that happen nowadays is because things are so open and there are so many options for people, right? You go on dating apps, there's hundreds of people to swipe on. You go on Instagram, there's all these people that you can message and find, you know, like it's like people are, especially when it comes to relationships, some people are very skittish. Like some people are like, oh, this guy isn't where I want him to be yet. I'm going to go look somewhere else. And you will look somewhere else and you will find someone's more successful. People are, you know, very quick to hop, 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 hop. Mm-hmm. So to make yourself and put yourself in the best place, if your goals are to be in a monogamous relationship and you want a family, because again, I'm putting this in the perspective of those are my goals. Some guys want to stay single and fuck and all that. And that is fine, bro. That's just not me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't put much value in that, you know? So, but you know, at the end of the day, it's like, if you're a young guy, you need to work on yourself. You need to work on the thing that you enjoy, develop that skill. You need to work on your physical presence. So you need to be working out. You need to be, you know, fit. You don't need to be, but it's ideal to be, so that you become more valuable. Mm-hmm. It's a tough thing to hear, but like that's necessary, you know, because at the end of the day, like if you're with somebody, it's okay. Why are they with me? Well, obviously you have good character, right? You make good choices as a human being, but there are the other aspects that are important, which is like, what do you as a guy bring? Mm-hmm. And hey, that's just the facts.
Yeah. Even if you don't want the monogamous relationship, right? Like you still have to have high value if you're trying to like attract more women.
That is actually funny. Like that, yeah. But like if you're just dating around, like hookup culture is a thing. Some that's people, crazy. No,
it's
no,
a
no.
New world.
Like it's, you know, it's not. People are sleeping with a lot of people. This is, and that's not, this, again, I'm not going to say it's bad. It's just not for me. Mm-hmm. I had my time when I was single. It was fun. it was fun, but it gets old fast. Like, I think that's one thing, you know, when I've talked to like older cats about this, it's like, you know, yeah, hooking up with a lot of people is fun, but like, I'll say from experience, it's like it becomes less and less fulfilling the more you do it. And as I've talked to women about this personally, woman that I was dating, et cetera, I was like, just how does that make you feel? Like over time, it just kind of gets old. I mean, for some people, it might be good to experience that, but at the end of the day, it does. For some people, for me, it got old. For me, it's like, this isn't what I want. But for some people, it's endless novelty. And if that's what they enjoy, that's what they enjoy. I pass no judgment. It's just not for me. So last thing for guys, do the best you can to make yourself more valuable. Self-development is the thing that we talk about on this podcast. Read a lot of fucking books, work out, learn. Mm-hmm. And over time, give yourself the time, because when you're in your early 20s, man, you're gonna be working, but it's for most guys, it's in your late 20s, 30s where things will start really picking up.
Yeah, and then so like raising the value, that's just the term that we're gonna have to put on it, is like that's like how you get out of like some dudes will get out of like they'll have a bad breakup and they're like, I don't know what to do. Do this. You know, like, or if you're afraid to even like approach women, do this, because you're going to build confidence. You know, so a lot of the things that when it comes to relationships about or trying to find a relationship, you know, going through a bad breakup, getting dumped, even being jealous of like your ex, like level yourself up to where like they are like, so I don't want to say beneath you, but like you've leveled up so high that you can't even see them anymore.
You know, I like what you said there. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, all the shit that happened in my last relationship, I do just like, I hope my ex does well. I really do.
Of course.
Because I did love that. I did truly love that person. And there's still a part of my, like, I spent so much time with that person that there's still something, like, there's not, I don't love that person, but there's still part of me that's like, I want you to do well. I want her to do well. Mm-hmm. I want her to deal with everything that she's, because she's been through shit. Mm. In her past, so I want her to be able to deal with that. I want her to be successful as fuck. I'm not like trying to, you know, level up and so that my ex, because there's, you know, it's funny. There's a homie that was talking to us. There is this YouTube channel of this dating coach that his whole shtick is how to get your ex back or how to make your ex jealous. That's a legit whole thing.
Huh.
And I'm not going to say the name of the guy that was showing me this, but he was like, what do you think of this video? I'm like, dog, this is toxic. Like, you're not doing shit so that your ex notices. You shouldn't be trying to level up so that your ex looks at you, and you should be doing this shit for yourself. This
Good
is
point.
For
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Well
like,
said.
You're living your life for you, not for all the woman that you weren't with. Like, all my exes, I want them all to do well. I want them all to live great lives. I don't want any negativity there. And I'm not looking to level up so that my ex looks at me and is like, oh, shit. I don't give a fuck about that. Mm-hmm. I give a fuck about doing well for myself, doing well for the people in my life, and then, you know, making a good future for all the people I care about. That's what I care about. Mm-hmm. But the whole, like, you know, if your ex is your ex, that's your past, right? The leveling up thing should be for you. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be for anything or any outlook that they have on you. That's why my ex is blocked. Like, my ex's number is blocked. My ex is blocked. Nice. And it's, you know, there again, like, initially it happened just because, like, initially I did the blocking just because I was like, I don't want to have to deal with this person ever again. And I still don't want to have to deal with this person ever again because of the shit that I had to deal with this individual. But now it's just like, there doesn't need to be any line of open communication.
Right.
I hope this person does well in life. I hope they get everything that they want. But nothing I do is for them, and nothing I do is for their, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Just it shouldn't be for that. You know, if you get out of a relationship, at the end of the day, in that relationship, you should have been really focusing on yourself and person, but you should have really been focusing on yourself. But if you weren't and you're out of a relationship, start focusing on yourself. Okay, start loving yourself up. And if you do ever get into another relationship, you keep that shit going. I told you and Mark this, but when I got out of that relationship, literally trajectory was like, I was like this for a while, slowly, literally a few months after that relationship, everything fucking went on a straight vertical, bro.
Oh,
everything
remember.
Went on a vertical because I was like, I was feeling good. I was feeling like, I was like, oh, it's like, it's like, where's the Goku? I felt like Super Saiyan Goku, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not on the table. He's somewhere down there. But I was like, God, like, I was finally putting everything into learning, putting out stuff, trying to help people. And everything just went on a fucking vertical.
Yeah. You probably felt like you were, I forgot how the thing is. It's like, oh, I moved to whatever new town and I lost 125 pounds of weight or whatever.
No.
And it's like, yeah, dump my ex.
Oh, well,
I know, but I'm just saying,
you did
seem like there was like a huge backpack of stress that was lifted off your back.
Y'all noticed that. And there was a huge backpack of stress. Mm-hmm. That I was like, I mean, man, it was a weight that I let go of. But you know, the great thing, I'm with Sam and that trajectory is still going up. Like,
yeah.
Like everything I do is still up here. Right. And she's there and she's doing her thing and we love each other. And we're just like, there's this cohesiveness and this lack of stress. Mm-hmm. I've had no stress in my relationship.
That's
bro.
Amazing.
I've had peace, you know, like it is good.
And that's how it
to
should
have
be.
Peace.
You know, I know we're kind of keep rambling on about this, but like, everyone, when I got married the first time, they're just like, oh, it's a lot of hard work. Like, you're going to have to, you know, do a lot for her, blah, blah, happy wife, happy life. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we're supposed to argue every fucking day. Like, this is weird.
No.
And then now with my wife now is like, dude, every day is fucking amazing. Like, we text each other nonstop when we're away. And it's just, it's the way it's supposed to be, you know, like it's not,
yeah.
We don't have to, we do work hard because we want to like work hard on ourselves and for each other, but it's not like, oh, I have to go home and walk on eggshells.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, nope. I don't want to fuck things up today. I just want to have a good day. It's never like that.
It's never like that. One thing an interesting thing that I appreciate about the person I'm with now is like, we have disagreements on quite a few things. Like, politically, we have a few disagreements on certain things.
Sometimes that's tough. Yeah.
But this is the thing. The ability to just communicate rationally is there. It's like, you know, we may have disagreements on things, but we communicate about it. And even though they're disagreements, it's okay. We are two human beings that disagree on a certain thing, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, like, in the past, I think when I was younger, I was like, gosh, like, I need somebody who has the same faith as me, who has the same political viewpoints. It's like, pretty much dating another me. Right?
Yeah.
But no, it's not dating another you. It's like dating somebody that has the intellectual ability to just communicate, you know, and talk about things. Even if they're difficult conversations, can we have this difficult conversation and then come back to each other? Because we love each other. And even though we have different viewpoints, they're viewpoints. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's... That's one thing that's been super cool, I think. It's just like, wow, we disagree and it's fine.
Did you know you guys disagreed on, I don't want to say several things, but you disagreed on certain things before you guys like kind of committed?
Oh, yeah, going into it, like I've had hours and hours of the first night that we talked to each other, we talked for like 3 hours. Yeah. And then, yeah. But even so, like I knew going into this that like this person has different viewpoints on things than I do. I knew that. But the thing is like the big thing was like, okay, we have different viewpoints. Can we discuss these things intellectually as adults without yelling or thinking somebody's hurting somebody else? Because like, even though we disagree about things, it's like, no one's trying to hurt each other.
Right.
No one thinks less of each other for a view. Like if we both rationalize our thoughts with facts, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like I feel this way and this is how it is. No. It's like, no, there's statistics behind this shit and this is how things happen. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it and it's good. Right. But a lot of times, and this happens here on the podcast too, you know, we'll talk about certain things and sometimes people's emotions will get ahead of like what's actually going on. It's like, no, it's just a discussion, you know? So, I like the fact that we don't agree on everything. I actually really like that because it baked into, I'm not saying this is the perfect relationship or anything, but baked into even my home life is growth. Because this person has different ways that they think about things and they're bringing that to the table. So without me trying, I'm gaining new perspectives on things. Without me trying, I'm not going out and seeking this, right? But she's bringing those perspectives and bringing those to my eye. And then I'm like, oh shit, I need to think. Okay, then how about this? How about this, right? And then we spar with it. We have like, we talk about it and we come to some conclusions, and I'm bringing certain things to her. That she disagrees with, but then we talk about it.
Figure it out, yeah.
We figure it out. So it's like there's mental growth baked in, and I'm just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, that's such a dope way to look at it too.
Yeah, man,
that's fucking cool, dude. Well, like I said, dude, I'm happy for you guys because, like I said, I've never seen you smile this much, and I'm so appreciative that you guys found each other. But before we jump off here, we have to rank our meats.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Me, you, and Mark, we got to rank our meats.
Rank our meats.
I guess me and you, because Mark's not here. And we're talking about animal proteins.
How many ounces should your meat weigh?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Do you like it? How long is the meat that you just stick in the air fryer?
I'm a little uncomfortable now because I didn't know I was supposed to stick it in the air fryer.
12 ounces, maybe around 10 inches.
I think not that
the
much
ribeye.
Meat.
The ribeye is 14 ounces.
Yeah,
and it's about 11 inches. No, it's about 8 inches.
The full fat ribeye. Yeah,
it's like thicky.
It's the girthy. Girth. Yeah, we're on the same page. But I had to even look up to figure out what types of meats that we can even talk about. But I'm just gonna say the bottom of my list.
Let me actually mention this real quick.
This came from the Discord.
Yeah, this came from, I want to mention the person too. I screenshotted it.
Surfboard.
Okay, so from Waterboy in our Discord, Waterboy with two O's. He has like a thick Adam Sandler as his profile picture.
Because it's the Waterboy.
Waterboy. You guys have talked a lot about how you prefer beef over fish and chicken, but I've never heard you mention pork other than bacon. Where do things like pulled pork and pork chops rank?
Okay, well... That's funny because I was just going to say, like, at the bottom of the list is going to be seafood for me. I'm just not a huge fan of it.
Fair.
I, And it used to be like, I used to joke around because I forgot, I think it was Jim Gaffigan, was like, how do you know if fish has spoiled? Does it smell like fish? And I'm like, exactly. Like, it already smells bad, but of course, good fish, it doesn't smell nor taste fishy, but I'm still just not a fan of it. It kind of takes a little bit of work to, you know, eat fish sometimes, you know, whether it's like a, like, I know crab's not fish, but like seafood or just those gross bottom feeders, you gotta crack all kinds of shit, and it's okay. It's okay now. I'm not like, I don't dislike it anymore, but I'm not gonna go to a fucking restaurant and order seafood. Like you're
unless I'm getting sushi.
That's different. You're going to get sushi though. Like, but they don't have seafood. They don't have steak there.
That's true. That's true. But I'm specifically seeking out seafood. You know.
That's, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you put seafood towards the bottom, or do you put something else below that?
Yeah, so, like, I eat beef every day.
Mm-hmm.
I eat red meat every single day. I've really been liking, like, marinating, like, letting it marinate for a bit and then sticking in the air fryer. Like, it's been ending up fucking perfect in the Ninja Food. Which one is it? The
foodie
oven?
Yeah, yeah. It's the Ninja Foodie Grill XL.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
The food I've been cooking, I've just been like, why would I eat? No. Seriously, I've been really impressing myself.
Yeah, just like, I'm a motherfucking chef.
Chefing it up, baby. Like,
coming out of an air fryer.
Seriously, though.
You know, it is that good. Yeah.
Because it cooks it perfectly. Like,
it's so good.
Dog. I'm like, wow, give me a restaurant. Like, where's my fucking restaurant contract?
You just need 10 Ninja Foodie grills and you could have a fucking legit steakhouse.
I'll have a whole fucking operation going. Mm-hmm. But first to be beef. I've been going to Costco and getting party wings, just non-seasoned or whatever, just like raw. And it's not crazy expensive, but again, I'll just let that sit in like a marinade. I'll air fry that fucking party. I don't know why I'd order wings out anymore if I can just make homemade wings.
And so you're getting the ones that they just look like little like drumsticks, right?
They're drumsticks.
Okay.
Yeah, they're literally called.
I have seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they again, the pricing on it is great for the amount of meat you
get. It's already done. Like, you just throw it in the air fryer.
Yeah, yeah. It's raw though. It is
raw.
No,
but I mean, sorry. I mean, like the seasoning, the like the all the like. If you were to get a fucking chicken and you have to like take it apart, like that's a pain in the dick.
Fuck no.
So this is already done and it's just all super easy little pieces to bite into.
Yeah. Oh God. It's so good. It's so good. But that is like literally the only chicken I eat. I only eat chicken wings.
Yeah.
I only eat meat chicken wings, I think. But as far as fish, so I think it would go beef, then chicken wings, because I don't eat any other chicken. Mm. Then fish. But I've been going, I actually texted you and Mark about this. I've been going to this Sunfish spot because I don't like to cook like salmon or tilapia. I don't like cooked fish.
Yeah, your whole house smells after you cook fish.
There's that. And it's just like, it's never for me personally, because I know there are some people that know how to make really good fish. I'm not the guy.
That's fair. Yeah.
Never been, never will be. So I usually just get salmon and I get sushi grade salmon. That's like at this spot they chop it up for you in little poke pieces. Yeah, they chop it up for you into little poke pieces, and you can get it in bulk. It's not actually that expensive because I can get a week's worth of raw sushi grade fish for like, and each serving of the sushi I have, or the rice and fish I have, is maybe like 50, 60 grams of protein. I think I spent like $60.
What?
$50, right?
I forgot about poke. I do like that shit.
I don't go and buy poke though. I literally just buy sushi grade salmon.
Where's this place at?
Sunfish. It's downtown. Sunh Fish. Downtown Sacramento.
Dude, I might
if any of you guys are in Sacramento.
I might have to hit them up then.
Yeah, yeah. Go there. They have salmon roe. The roe is expensive though, so I don't buy too much of that, but I will buy some so I can put it on top. I'll buy a fuck ton of sushi grade salmon.
You can just eat it like...
You can technically
raw, right?
You can eat it raw. So what I do is I get a bunch of it. I bag it up into different bags that would be single servings. I have one, then I'll freeze the rest. Mm. And then when I want to eat another one, I'll just defrost it, because you don't want to leave that shit you can't leave it in the fridge.
Got it. Okay. Right? Yeah, I didn't know.
No. Okay. You can't leave. Yeah. So, you can leave it in the fridge for like a day or two,
okay,
but after that, like, you probably want to cook
so
it.
So like, okay, let's say I freeze it. And I want to eat it tomorrow. I just take it out and put it in the fridge tonight.
You can put it in the fridge. I usually just put it on the counter in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And then by the time I get home, it's defrosted, put on top of rice, put some soy sauce on it, some maybe furikake, and
I don't
maybe
know what
if
that last thing is, but that sounds fucking good.
Furikake is this like seasoning that they have at the poke spot, but they also sell it at Sunfish. So it's like this green, type in F-U-R-I-K-A-K-E.
I already lost it.
Fury, F-U-R-I.
Fury?
Kake, K-A-K-E.
Keki.
Yeah.
It came up right away.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. Furikake, furikake, bukake, I don't know. but I sprinkle some of that shit on top of some white rice
some
and
bukkake.
some sushi-grade salmon and tuna. And it's a party. And if I have some roe, it's literally like poke, except I didn't go spend $15 on a poke bowl.
Dude, poke is so expensive. I'm pretty pumped for this. Is this what
and
it is
I
right
never
now?
Get the amount of fish that I want when I go to poke spots.
Fuck
like,
no.
Oh, like, to get the I've done this before. Because I've been like, okay, 10 scoops of salmon, please. $45.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's how much I have to spend to get the amount of fish I want.
Yeah. When I go and I see that they like, what is it? You can buy in bulk. I'm like, yeah, let me get a bulk, but in the bowl, please. It's like, dude, I need a little bit more than your fucking little like tablespoon scooper. I'm like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Hell no. So like and you can't do this with any salmon. That's why you need to find a spot in your town where it's like because most fish stores, especially with an Asian marketplace, will have sushi grade fish. So you want to get that, because if you just go to Costco and buy their salmon and you eat that raw, hello food poisoning or something. Hello something. That's going to fuck you up. And then below that would be pork belly. I don't do pulled pork or any of that. I do love pork belly. It's just the preparation's a little long, but I love pork belly.
I'm shocked at like... So like when I was doing like a lot of the, like if it fits your macros type stuff, everything was like low fat, everything. And I was shocked at like something like Canadian bacon has like almost no fat.
Really?
And it tastes fucking incredible.
What is Canadian bacon? Why is it different from normal bacon?
It's just ham.
Oh.
It's just what it is. I don't know why they call it Canadian bacon, but it's basically just ham, but it's super lean and it tastes fucking incredible. It's just little... fucking just circles. It's round bacon. I don't know. It tastes nothing like bacon at all. Okay. But it tastes pretty damn good. But what I was surprised was just like how like a lot of porks are actually pretty lean.
Mm-hmm.
Like pork. I'm thinking like bacon. I'm thinking like, or I'm sorry. I'm thinking like pork, like from a pig. And then I'm thinking bacon. And I'm like, no, that's all fat. But no, it's actually really lean. So I'm like, but I don't fuck with it much.
Why not?
I don't know. Just
does it not taste good to you, or are you it's not just something you don't like that much?
So like if I like for me again, coming from that, like if it fits your macros, like bacon is calorically dense. You know, there's a lot going on there, and if I'm gonna mix that with carbs, like you know, it's gonna turn into a party. So I'm gonna overeat I'm just not gonna do it. So like I don't fuck with that. But if I do fuck with anything, it's gonna be pork belly because it's so good.
Yeah.
That's basically candy. You know, it's delicious. And then, like I said, with this Canadian bacon, but I've kind of cut back on making some of these like fun foods. I'm just trying to eat more like whole foods and stuff. What a fucking concept. And it's really hard because I like to make a lot of fun recipes and stuff. But the more I look into it, I'm like, oh, wow, like that's just like a lot of processed stuff.
What do you mean?
Like I'm having like, fat-free cheese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm putting that on a gluten-free crust or something. You know what I mean? Like there's just a lot going on there. And I'm like, no wonder why I'm farting all the time. Like maybe if I take out this fat-free cheese and just have like a cheese stick and an apple. Like obviously one's way better. One's way more filling. One's more fucking anabolic.
Yeah.
But this other one might make me feel better. At the end of the day, like I might not have to walk outside of the room, rip ass, and come back. like I don't want to have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying. But what you said about the poke bowls and like what's the salmon called or what is you said sushi grade
salmon or I also get some when they have it because they usually run out of the tuna first. The sushi grade tuna, like they have sushi grade fish all around. So they have octopus that's sushi grade salmon.
They got yellowtail.
I'm pretty sure that I think yellowtail is a bit more expensive.
Yeah,
than
it
the
is.
Salmon,
but dude, like that probably just bumped it up a notch and like knocked turkey down at the bottom. Cause like, I don't ever have turkey.
Yeah.
Ground turkey is like the saddest thing on the world. Like you might as well just have lean ground beef from Piedmontese.
The only time I have delicious. Turkey. Yeah. Is like Thanksgiving. That's the only time of the year.
And it's because I'm kind of forced.
Same.
You know, turkey's not that good.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell my mom this year, no turkey.
Yeah. Just have some tomahawks.
Yeah, let's stake it up.
Good. Yeah, but for sure, red meat's going to be at the top. And then I still like chicken in multiple forms. For sure, wings. I do still like chicken breasts. You know, it's kind of, I know a lot of people are
basic
like,
bitch.
But when you throw G Hughes on it, it's a party.
Okay. Actually, this is not going to be macro friendly, but if you go to Trader Joe's, get their truffle barbecue sauce. Oh, I have Sam butter. Getting 15 for me right now as she's thrifting. because they have this truffle stuff, but they have it like seasonally. So if you,
McRib.
Yeah. Seriously. So she's literally buying 15 truffle barbecue sauces because it's so good.
Damn, that's dope. Yeah. Well, we have a, we have this like pantry in the garage.
Uh-huh.
It's like already the pantry in the kitchen's like for overflow food. Well, we have an overflow. But I lost track of
it. You have hella G Hughes?
Hella G Hughes. Because every time I see it, I'm just like, dude, I might run out again.
So you buy like 30?
If I could, I would. But they usually will have like 0 to 5. And I buy all 5. But every once in a while, I'll be like, oh shit, there's 3 rows. And I clear them all out.
Oh, you're funny,
every single time because it's so good.
It is good.
And if I ever do go on a cut, like where it's like I do have to track things, like I'm just going to put that all over literally everything because it makes everything taste so much better.
Yeah.
But red meat, especially from Piedmontese. I do love In-N-Out. Chicken I'll put next. And then... I mean, what else is there? Let's see. I'm not eating duck. I'm not fucking with goat. I know you like goat.
Goat's pretty good. Goat's pretty good. I don't buy it, though, but whenever it's in front of me, I'll eat the shit out of it. You know, Piedmontese has that liver, and I have been using that camo seasoning. I wish we knew the brand. The camo seasoning from that company that sent it over.
What's it called? I feel like a dick.
I feel like a dick, too, because I think we should shout them out. I've been using their steak seasoning.
Hardcore Carnivore.
Hardcore Carnivore? That's the brand? Oh, my God. Their steak seasoning on steak is fucking good. They have this red seasoning that I've been putting on my chicken wings and marinating those chicken wings in like some Thai sauce. Fucking hell. They're not sponsoring us. Hardcore Carnivore, go get some of that seasoning. Okay. It is so good. I don't see why I would get any other seasoning.
Damn.
To be perfectly honest at this point.
I feel like such a dick. I forgot I had it.
so what Mark actually suggested, he's like, yeah, the camel seasoning is really good on liver. And I mean, Piedmontese has liver, right? And I'll eat liver every few days, but I put some of that camo seasoning on just raw liver and it was decent. I'm not going to go out here and say, oh, it was like tasty.
Yeah.
It was liver, but it was like tastier liver. It's called camo, that seasoning that red seasoning, I think they call it red. Oh, so good on chicken, man. And they didn't, this isn't an ad, whatever, their seasoning is good. Is that Jess Pryles?
Yeah.
I recognize her from Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to have her on the podcast.
Oh, really? Okay.
In a couple of weeks maybe next week, actually. So,
Jess, please bring seasoning. This probably is going to come out after she's here, but hey, yo.
That's so funny. I had no idea. And she's the picture that I saw was this one. And I didn't even notice her Hardcore Carnivore shirt.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Dude, this fucking podcast universe, I swear it does this all the time.
Yeah. That seasoning is really good. She's killed it. Go follow Hardcore Carnivore and she's killed the seasoning game. You know what's that's a good sound of stuff. Usually people of certain types don't season food well. Like I have dealt with this with experience. I've been to certain friends' houses and they have been of a certain type. And although the food was good, the food was also under seasoned, and I find it
a little bland, a little vanilla.
But this is really dope that this lady has made such good seasoning. Like,
that's dope.
Let's go, let's go.
What's his name? Football player Neil Kaepernick.
Oh yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
The show that they had on, I think it was Netflix.
Yeah.
So an ongoing like theme or whatever was every time he sat down to eat food, he would just dump salt all over it. So his mom, like adopted mom, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Because his favorite player was Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, she couldn't figure out like, what did they do to their hair? Like what's going on there? So she asked a bunch of people embarrassingly, like went to like black people and was just like, what's it called? And like, how do you get it done? So she's talking about cornrows.
Yeah.
So she finds somebody that can do it. And of course, like it's in a house. It's not like in a, like a barber shop or, you know, like a hairstylist, like salon. There you go. And so they go there and like Kaepernick feels at home. Like this is how they're portraying it. So don't know if what the fuck actually happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But he feels at home. He's just like, oh, this is cool, you know? And then like, are you hungry? And she, you know, the mom's like, no. And he's like, yeah. And then so he grabs a plate and he starts eating. She's like, oh, he's going to need lots of salt. He likes to salt his food and he eats it. And he's like, I don't need no salt.
Oh, yeah. So hey,
that show will make you a fan of Kaepernick. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Like they did a good job as far as doing that. Don't know if any of the events are true, but like, I think they did a good job.
Yeah. You know, I do think, you know, I think it's a somewhat of a misrepresented stereo. I will say I've had a lot of, you know, food from some of my white my friends that has been under seasoned, but I also have quite a few white friends that know how to season.
Dude,
it's like
all the stuff from Smelly's Kitchen.
Mark's a fat guy.
I know.
Mark knows how to fucking season food.
He does good.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, when they have no wrists and when they have a little bit more, a little bit of, you know, that's going to be good. When they have wings and no wrists,
got
you know
it.
They
okay,
know how to
sorry.
Season.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I see what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about?
Now I do.
You can't see the wrist. And they have a little flying on the tricep.
Then they can season.
They can season.
Okay. That's funny. I think that's it, dude. We're good to go. We're DTF.
Oh,
we're
God.
We're out of here. All right. That was fun. So hopefully you guys dug today's Saturday school with the substitute teacher. Thank you, Ensema, for taking on these questions.
Yeah.
I know, like, I didn't tell Ensema anything. I was just like, don't worry, I got some shit. And he was just like, oh. So... everything was on the fly. If you guys dug today's episode, please hit that like button and drop a comment down below on anything you guys found interesting, or maybe if you guys have some more questions. And thank you, Waterboy, for that question from the Discord. So make sure you guys join that Discord. Links will be down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. And please subscribe. And like I said, hit that like button on your way out. Turn on all those bell notifications. We would sincerely appreciate that. And please follow the podcast at MB Power Project on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. My Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. And Seema, if people want to find you.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Real talk though. Go to that Discord, yo. Everyone in there is so cool. And we'll be taking questions from the different channels in there and answering them on here. So if you guys want to be able to have a lot of your questions answered by us or maybe guests, join the Discord. Links in the description. At Seema Inyang on Instagram and YouTube. At Seema Yinyang on TikTok and Twitter. Mark. I'm at Mark Smellybell. Strength is never a weakness. Weakness is never a strength. Catch y'all later. Bye.
That was a little bit better.
A little bit. I got to practice though. I haven't put in much practice. All right. Bye, guys.